Hi, may I
Hello.
please speak to Christy?
This is Christy.
Christy, hi, my name's Albert Ramirez. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
Oh,
Are
hi.
you, would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you assist you file a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay. And part two to that question, and then we're done. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm for this specific matter, or
Yes.
signed documents? Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. And are you filing this on your behalf?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm actually driving. I'm going to pull over right now, so give me one second
Sure.
so I don't get a ticket.
Oh yes, please. And it's safe.
I don't want to ruin my perfectly good record.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, I think this is okay.
This is quick, and especially knowing that you're in your car, I'll go fast with my questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, are you a resident of the US?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes, I was.
You were? I'm so sorry
Yes.
to hear that. How are
Thank
you
you.
doing? How are you feeling?
Up and down.
Today's a good
Not the
day?
same. Not the same. Today's a good day.
Okay, good, good. Well, I'm glad we're talking and you're feeling good today. So the meningioma, was it brain or the spine?
My brain.
Okay, and what was your diagnosis date?
What was what?
Your diagnosis date. When did you get diagnosed?
Let's see, I think it was April 14, 2009. No, 2008, I think it was. That's one thing I have is like my memory loss. I can't. It's hard to remember dates.
Okay,
2008.
so April 14, 2008.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
4/22/74.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo-Provera? Like any friends,
No.
family, or anybody you know of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. Next, we're talking about the drug itself, Depo-Provera. Did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, or was it a generic form?
It was called Pfizer. I'm not sure
Yep.
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the main one.
That's the main one.
Okay, and let's see if generic version, so it was not. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and did you within a 1 year time frame, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera? You already answered this, but I have to ask you, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I used it from 2005 to like 2008.
Okay, so that's a yes. Okay, so
Yes.
when did you start using it? Like what month
In
approximately?
June.
June
Yeah, June, yeah,
1st?
June. I believe it was like roughly around that time, about June 1st is what I would
Okay.
say.
Okay. So from
I don't have my papers on me.
2009,
I'm trying to do this by my head.
and that's fine. That's all we need right now because we're going to get your
Okay.
medical records, and all the medical records will show that information.
Okay.
Okay. So you started approximately June 1st, 2008, and when did you stop using it?
Oh, I started 2005.
2005. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then you stopped using it when?
In 2008. That's when
Okay.
it ended, yeah.
About what month, approximately?
That was March, I want to say March.
Okay.
March.
2008. Okay.
2008.
Okay. And right now, your main injury or medical problem, is it the meningioma brain tumor?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you. And all right, next, let me verify your your name. I have Christy, Christy, correct?
Correct.
All right. Do you have a middle name, Christy?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I like that name.
Thank you.
I don't hear it enough.
You know, Christy's name, the name Christy was actually a man's name.
Oh, really?
Is that weird?
That's probably cowboy days. Right?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, like, in a movie. I've heard it before, like, when they reference a guy when it's, like, Sandy. Remember Sandy from Flipper?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sandy. Okay. And I have Melendrez, Melendrez.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. What's your social?
It's 550.
Okay. One more time. It cut out. Sorry. Go ahead.
550.
550.
45.
Mm-hmm.
0188.
Okay. 550-450-188.
Correct.
Okay, I have your email address, melendrezchristy92@gmail.com, phone number 909-361-9094. Oh, you're in the Inland Empire. Very cool.
I am.
Yeah. All right. I'm in Irvine.
Oh, Irvine. I like Irvine.
Yeah, it's nice. It's where our offices are. Is this your cell phone, hon?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and now I need your address, please.
It's 100-84.
Mm-hmm.
Chisholm, C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M,
mm-hmm.
Trail, and that's in Cherry Valley.
Cherry Valley, California?
92223.
Got
it. That's just my physical address, so I do have a P.O. box for my mail.
That's fine. No, this is cool because we're going to sign, you're going to do electronic paperwork and stuff like that.
Okay.
No, this is a house, or does it have a unit number or anything?
Nope, it's a house.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, next, medical administering section is, was Deborah Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Oh, no. You're saying, like, how was it given to me?
Yeah. How did you receive the shot? Would the doctor give it to you, their staff, or yourself?
No, my gynecologist, he's the one that gave it to me.
So the doctor. Okay.
Yeah.
How many times were you injected with your product?
It was 35 times a week, but it was for 6 weeks only.
So how many times a week?
3 to 5. I think 3. Oh, jeez. Hold on a second. I have to move.
Okay.
Just up a little bit. Hold on.
Sure. Now take your time. Be safe.
Okay. It's good. He's letting me go stay here. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The question was, the question is, how many times was the injection, how many times were you injected with the product?
Okay, I'm sorry. It was once every 3 months.
Okay. Once every 3 months, and you did it for how many years?
I did it for 3 years.
3 years? Okay.
Too long.
So yearly, that'd be what, 4 shots?
Probably. I can't remember the exact.
Yeah.
I get really
bad
anxiety right now. I don't know why.
Something
to do with all that.
I'm so sorry. Okay. We're gonna keep rolling and. Or take care of business as fast as possible. So is it safe to say you were injected at least 12 times in those 3 years?
Yes.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
What is the name of the doctor or medical staff member that administered the depot? Who was your gynecologist? Doctor, what, who?
Dr. John King.
Dr. John King. Okay,
Yeah.
well, do you know the name of the facility where he where it was administered, where you got the
In
shot?
at the
Where did
hospital.
you go?
Riverside Community Hospital.
All right. Riverside Community Hospital.
Yeah.
Is that at 4445 Magnolia Avenue?
Magnolia, yeah, Magnolia.
Awesome. Thank you.
Whoa. This weather change is like cool. Been
Oh,
getting me, trying to
yeah.
get me sick. I'm trying to stay healthy.
Well, it's pretty weird today, huh? Like
Yeah.
the fog that came in.
Yeah.
Man, it was terrible on the freeway or in the toll road and all that.
Has it been windy there in Irvine?
It has not.
My gosh.
Not today.
This is like Blowmont. Instead of Beaumont, they call it Blowmont.
I have a sister that lives up in what is that? I don't really go up there, Victorville area
Excuse me.
or Apple Valley, something like that.
There is an Apple Valley.
I don't take the drive over there. I'll drive by there
I don't go there
if I'm
either.
going to
It's pretty
Vegas.
ugly.
Yeah.
It's an ugly area.
Exactly. Okay, next section is medical diagnosing. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan or an MRI or both?
For the
When you got diagnosed, was it the, what did would they do a CT scan or MRI or both?
they did both of them. They
Okay.
did both. Blood tests and stuff too, like that.
Okay, next, who was your diagnosing doctor? Who's the doctor that said, "Hey, guess what? Well, I've got bad news for you."
What the doctor think it was Dr. Douglas. Dr. Douglas, I think he was the one that did
Was it at the same
diagnosing.
facility? Was it
Yes.
at Riverside Community Hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a bunch of different doctors there.
Okay, but it's the same facility, so that's
Yes.
good. Let me just copy and paste all that.
Okay. Magnolia.
Yep.
As I can remember, always remember Magnolia. Ew, there was a spider on me just now. Ah.
Oh, that's not good. Okay,
That
go ahead
kind
and
of
give me
happens
the
when you
name of
live
the
out
doctor again.
here. Dr.
Sorry.
Douglas.
One more time, you cut out. The reception went out.
Dr. Douglas. He's a neurosurgeon. He's the one that diagnosed it. And he's the one that treated my condition too as well.
So, Dr. Douglas out of what city? Also there, Riverside?
Yeah, Riverside.
Okay. Let me one sec. I'm going to talk
Yeah,
into the
everything has
microphone.
been done at Riverside. I
Okay. Dr. Douglas, Riverside Community
think
Hospital.
it's Cliff.
Clifford Douglas.
Yeah, Clifford Douglas. These people are looking at me like I'm going to go up there and serve them papers or something like that. They keep looking at me all weird.
That's funny.
Just my car. It's been hot and cold and hot and cold, but have you had any cool weather or hot weather? Well, like my daughter, she lives in Orange County.
Okay.
So she
Where
lives
at?
in Bray. She lives Placentia,
Yep.
and she's going to Hope International University.
Oh, wow, that's pretty awesome.
It is
Good
amazing.
for her. Congrats to you.
Yeah, I've been missing out on a lot of stuff, and I don't want to miss out too much more.
Gotcha.
She's a pitcher for softball.
Really? What's her name?
Haley Tucker.
Kaylee?
Haley.
Hey, Hazy?
Haley.
Or hey.
Haley.
Gotcha. Haley.
Yeah.
I follow a lot of sports, especially when they're local kids, and then I'll follow them to college and then out of college or if they make the pros. And I'll
Oh, wow.
always I have three TVs in my living room and they always got sports on. It's like, so I
So you're
do a
one of
lot of
those.
That's right. Have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
Sorry?
Have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. Next, medical treatment. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like a chemotherapy, immunization therapy? Like, what was it?
Like the like craniotomy surgery, you mean?
Whatever. Do you tell
And
me
radiation
what?
therapy. Oh yeah.
Okay. So, radiation therapy.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And then, what else did you do?
The surgery, the craniotomy surgery that they gave me. So where they open up my brain and then they remove the tumor from it.
Got you.
I could be a
Well,
doctor now. No, I'm just kidding.
I
I don't know how come I can still laugh.
you know why? That's why you're doing better because you can laugh. You can look at the positive side that everything unfortunately happens for a reason, but you're gonna be stronger because of it. You know, probably your faith is now stronger. Like, I could just go on and on about
Well,
how
people
you.
don't even know when I'm like if I'm not feeling good or if I'm unhappy. They can't really tell.
You see? And that's because you're positive, so that's good.
Yeah, I try.
Awesome. All right. So next, who was your treating doctor? Who was it? Who were the people that, or who was the doctor that treated you? Was it the same Clifford Douglas?
Yeah,
Was
it
it
was
so?
Dr. Douglas.
Okay. Thank you. And more copy and paste. Very good. I'm happy that you were at least just going to one location. I talk to people daily that unfortunately have gone different places, and
Maybe because
it's
it's a
just.
larger area. I love Orange County, though. I do want to move back there.
Well, you should come back.
I know. I love it. I love the people are just very nice, clean, and they're just friendly to me. I'm just, and they're clean. I just like to see the streets cleaner and.
Yes, absolutely. I was born in Los Angeles and raised in Norwalk, and so the difference is night and day. That's why I moved my kids out here when they were small, so they didn't have to experience some of the things that I did in my area.
I loved growing up out here though, because we had horses and we were had a lot of freedom, and it was good freedom. Not the kind of freedom where you have to keep your kids,
Yeah,
It's
no.
scary out here now.
Okay, we're almost done. Prescribing doctor name. Who prescribed you the double? You said it was your gynecologist,
My gynecologist.
Dr. John King. He's the one
Oh, sorry.
that
Yes.
Dr. John
Dr.
King
King.
prescribed it and administered it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Also at Riverside Community, right? Okay. Have you ever did a DocuSign before? I'm gonna be
No.
sending one you pretty soon. Like, it's just a link that you just do an electronic signature with your finger. Okay,
Okay.
what was the pharmacy name? Where did you?
Walgreens.
Walgreens, thank you. Do you know which location, which Walgreens it was?
Isn't Banning? It's between Banning and Beaumont, so they both come up, I believe. There's a Walgreens,
Walgreens,
there's a Walgreens in
Banning.
Beaumont. Yeah, and Banning, I've used both of them.
Okay, so would it be the one on 60 North Highland Springs, Banning?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate your help. We're getting to this pretty quick.
Good, because I don't want to stay here much longer.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're thank God for good old copying and pasting.
Right? Technologies these days are just really hard, actually. Makes you feel kind of dumb, actually. That's what it does.
Okay, next question. Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And what were the dates you were hospitalized for meningioma? Estimated. It just, estimated.
Trying to think. I think it was. Was. Well, when my treatment began, when I got that, it was in 2009. So I don't remember exactly when.
So was it about that similar time or shortly after?
Yeah, it's about around that similar time.
Okay, so you were diagnosed in 2008. So how long after you were diagnosed did you receive the treatment and were you hospitalized? Months, like a couple months? Usually it's pretty quick afterwards.
Yeah, it was fast. Like not even months, but like
A week, two?
maybe not, maybe a month at that.
Okay. So how about we
My
say
days, my days
May?
kind of running together.
That's fine. No, May. How about we say May 2008? It's like a month after you got diagnosed.
Yes.
Okay.
May, that sounds right. Sounds very close to that.
All right. Is there any notes, anything medical that you'd like me to jot down so the attorneys become aware of it, aside of what you've already told me?
I don't think so. Not that I know of right now.
Okay. Medical records, either you have a copy or you'll be able to help get obtain them from the hospital, right?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. And emergency contact, we request an emergency contact if you have one. That's in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. So typically, we'll only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, and this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to share an emergency contact or no?
Well, my family's, well, all of the family that I have right now is just real young. I don't think that they would.
Okay, so we'll just
Otherwise,
go
I
with
don't have
no.
phones. And
Okay.
my mom just moved away far away.
Okay, so you want me to
So it's
just
just
listen?
changing.
Nobody?
Just me.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and send these up to myself real quick and make sure. Make sure we don't have any mistakes, and let me get my quality. Okay, why is there an error here? One second. Do, 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 do. Okay, marital status, single, married, divorced.
I am single.
Okay.
Probably be that way for a couple of years.
Got it.
When I'm strong, I'll marry again someday. Not again, but I'll marry somebody someday.
It'll happen when you're ready, you know? It'll happen
Yeah.
when you're least expected. So
Well, I'm half a century old, so I still got just a little ways. When I say half a century, I seem so old.
that's funny.
I remember when my mom was in her 30s, I thought she was like really super old. You know, when you're a young kid and your family turns like that age, it's like back in the day that was like 80.
That's funny.
Yeah.
No, and you know what makes me feel old is listening to what they call oldies now, and it's stuff from like the
Oh. That's all I listen to is 80s.
that cracks me up.
It is. It does. Yeah. I grew up off Kenny Rogers and all that, you know, Dolly Parton and all the good stuff like that.
That's good stuff right there.
It Oh, I gotta move the car again.
Okay, so let me just get this agreement sent out to you.
Okay.
Let me view that. Okay, you're going to be getting a text right now, and it'll have a link.
Okay. I just have to move my car again. Hold on. Oh, sun is bright. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me check. Is it a text or an email?
I sent you both. You
Okay.
open up, probably the text is easier. You just put me on speaker.
Yeah, I just did right now. Is that okay?
We're going to do a quick, while we do that, we're going to do a quick quality assurance. We're going to make sure that I don't have any any mistakes or errors. So we're just going to confirm a couple law firm requirements are we did confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney. Check. Confirmed. Okay. We're also confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. We also confirmed that you used the injection for 1 year or more, and you had the equivalent of 4 shots once every 3 months. You also confirm the brand name was Depo-Provera, Pfizer. Also confirmed you received the injections after 1992. We also confirm that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. And we're going to review the correct spelling and personal information right now. Okay. I have Miss Christy Dawn Melendres, social 550-450188. Melendres Christie 92 at gmail.com. Phone number 909-361-9094. Address 10084 Chisholm Trail, Cherry Valley, California, USA. And that's it. Okay, did you open up my link?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And the law firm will be contacting you from a 909 number, okay?
Okay. All right, and adopt and sign.
Yes, please.
I
I do it right? Require sun here. Wait. Just making sure I'm trying to do it right. Okay, first line here. Okay, I think. I think I did it, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Will you let me know if I missed something?
I will. Let me take a peek at completed. Chrissy Domalendra is completed. Very nice. Let me open it up and let's take a peek.
Okay.
Okay. Chrissy Domalendra is perfect. And let's keep going. Accepted by, beautiful signature. You have your address, correct address, phone number 909-361-9094. Email address is there. Another perfect signature. Social 550-450-188. Yep. Date of birth. April 22nd, 1974. You are almost an Aries. I'm an Aries.
I'm a tested kind of girl, huh?
Yeah, you're almost there. Okay. That's why we get in along just fine.
Huh.
Okay, hon. You're done. We're done. So expect my team, what to expect next is my team's going to review our call and make sure I didn't make any mistakes. Everything looks good on my end from what I see. And expect a call from the attorneys from a 909 number in about 48 hours minimum. So like next week sometime, maybe Wednesday or so. Okay?
Okay.
All
Thank
right, Ms.
So Andres,
you're welcome. It's been my absolute pleasure speaking with you. You've been super kind, and I hope that you win your claim, okay?
Thank you, and you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You as well. Good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.